Let's be honest, our phones are basically an extension of our limbs these days. It's time for Friday Five, and today I'm sharing the five apps that I can't live without. I know, it sounds dramatic, but maybe you're curious on what my go-tos are when it comes to my trusty iPhone, and maybe some of the tools that I am using each and every single day could help simplify your life. So let's break it on down on what apps I can't live without. And before we dive on in, I want to share, I have a free resource for you that tells you the five apps I use for Instagram every single day. It is one of my most downloaded freebies, and you can get your hands on it at JennaKutcher.com/apps. I'll break down Instagram a little bit more specifically, but today is all about the apps that I'm using for my life. Are you guys ready for today's Friday Five? Five apps I can't live without. And trust me, maybe after this episode, you might not be able to live without them either.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, where we firmly believe that work doesn't have to feel like work. Self-made millionaire and marketing guru Jenna Kutcher will help you redefine what success looks like. It's time to hear from the experts, listen in on honest conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others pave their own way and craft their dream career. If you're ready to dig in, do the work, and tackle your biggest goals, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, photographer, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
App number one, Plan, and that's PLANN. I love this app. It helps me feel on top of my Instagram game and allows me to be thoughtful and intentional with my plan for the week. Pun intended. Basically, you can create a little library of images, type in your captions in advance, make lists of hashtags that you commonly use, and have them all live in a central spot. You can also share plan with a team, so I can log in, check out the Gold Digger Instagram account, make sure that it's all set and good to go before we push posts out. It's been awesome because when I sit down and plan out an entire week of posts, I'm spending way less time trying to get past writer's block or wondering what I should post next. And it helps me to see the big picture of Instagram, allows me to be more intentional, strategic, and have fun with it all without the pressure of posting in real time. They also have awesome analytics to let you know when to post, what hashtags are moving the needle the most, and what your top recent posts have been. I use Plan every single day. It helps for me to just lay out my grid to see what it's going to look like. And it really just gives me the ability to systemize social media and take the guesswork out of what to say it, and when to hit publish. App number two is Slack. So Slack is basically an app that serves almost as a chatbot or a forum that you can use with your team or with a community. So I use Slack to communicate to my team every day, and it's basically like an AOL instant messenger where you can set away messages, see who's online, tag people, and share links, files, and photos. We use this daily, and it helps promote work-life balance among my team while also giving us one place to chat without bogging down inboxes or texting. I live for Slack and I love having it on my phone, though I keep the notifications turned off. And I think it's a really effective and incredible tool, even if you just have one person on your team, because the last thing that we need is more emails or Facebook notifications or text messages. My team is utilizing Slack every day. That's where we communicate. We have threads where everyone can see the conversation, and private threads when people have questions for me. And I just really love the ability to send messages when people are not online, knowing that they'll get them when they log back in without the pressure of feeling like you constantly have to be signed in and notified when somebody's trying to reach you. App number three, the podcast app. Duh, you're listening to a podcast right now, but I seriously love podcasts, and I use that little app just about every day to keep learning, to be inspired, to laugh a little, to grow. I subscribe to a few shows that I can't miss each week and then carve out time to tune in, whether it's while I'm in the shower, no shame in my game, walking the dogs, or cleaning the house. It is such a powerful way to tune in, to get stuff done, and to learn. I shared about my favorite shows on a recent Friday Five. So if you're wondering what my listen shows are, check it out. Scroll on back. You got to know what I'm listening to each week. App number four is called Moment. And this app is a life changer. Notice I didn't say game changer. It absolutely changes your life. Moment is free and it tracks how often you're on your phone, how many hours you're using it, and how many times you're picking it up. And let me tell you, be prepared for a rude awakening. It's a tool that I started using months ago to keep my phone use in check and to really challenge myself in, do I really want this time tracked? I really like to be on my phone less, barely at all on the weekends. And so Moment will rate you green, yellow, and red based on the hours you're logging. And it really helps me be more intentional about my phone use. Did you know that the average person picks up their phone over 50 times a day? 50 times. That's insane. We need help. Download Moment. There is a free version. That's what I use. And it totally has changed my life. App number five is called Headspace. Now, meditation is something that I've struggled with for a long time. In fact, for the last few years, I wrote it off, told myself I wasn't able to meditate because my brain operated at a higher level and I couldn't slow down. Hilarious. I know, but that's me being honest. Headspace walks you through learning how to meditate. Consider it meditation for dummies, and it sends you reminders to make sure that you're meditating every day. I love the way that it breaks down meditation for you. It helps guide you through learning what meditation is, learning how to honor your thoughts, and see where you are giving power to in the way that you're thinking. And it also allows you to learn how to let things go that are no longer serving you. I have really set a goal to make meditation a part of my daily practice, and Headspace has really just helped me to understand that, yes, I'm capable of doing this. Here are the tools that I need in order to do it well. Highly recommend it. They have a free trial where you can just try it out for a few days to see if it works for you. So there you have it. Let me give you the rundown one more time. App number one, Plan with two N's. This is how I plan out my Instagram posts. App number two, Slack. It's the way that I communicate with my team and with my mastermind. App number three, the podcast app. Duh, I'm a podcaster. I love podcasts. App number four, Moment, the life-changing app that tells you how often you are on your phone. And app number five, Headspace, to help you learn how to meditate and make it a part of your practice. There you go. I hope you enjoyed this short little show and are ready to rock your phone with intentional use. In case you are wondering what five apps I use specifically for Instagram, hop on over to jennakutcher.com/apps. Again, jennakutcher.com/apps. Pull up one of my most downloaded guides, the five Instagram apps that I can't live without. And until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. And thank you for letting me show up in your life.
Thanks for listening to the Gold Digger Podcast. Dive into the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.golddiggerpodcast.com. If you love the show, share it with a friend. The more, the merrier. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, you gold digger, you.